Heat Cycle, a Call Me Daddy book. Forbidden Omegaverse, Book 3, by Evangeline Anderson. Narrated by Dahlia Lind. Author's Warning. This is an unapologetic age gap daddy kink book, meaning she calls him daddy and he calls her baby girl in all the spicy scenes. If you don't have a daddy kink, please step away from this book right now because it is not for you. This book is also shorter than my usual books, and it has less plot and more sex. In other words, this is mostly just to get you off. In addition to all that, the heroine has some near misses with assault, which might be triggering if you are a survivor of SA. If you're all right with all of those things, then please go ahead and enjoy this book. If not, please don't buy it. I want my readers to be happy with my books, so I'm telling you up front what to expect. Don't say I didn't warn you. Hugs and happy listening to you all, my kinky friends. Evangeline. Wink emoji. Chapter 1. Stop. Did you hear the author's warning at the beginning of the book? If not, please go listen to it now. If you've heard it and you're all good, then enjoy the book. Thanks, Evangeline. Daddy Jack was my father's best friend. A big, burly man, muscular and dark, with thick black hair and a bristly black beard. Blue tattoos covered both muscular arms, painting his olive skin in mysterious curving patterns I used to love to trace with my finger. "What does this one mean, Daddy Jack?" I would ask, hanging over the arm of his chair and pointing to one or the other.
"Why, that's my pack sign, princess," he'd say. Or, "That's my wear mark."
Or,
"That one tells that I'm an alpha."
"Now, Jack, don't you go telling her about that kind of thing," my mom would say, frowning in a worried way.
"Don't worry, Melissa. You know this little princess doesn't have a wear mark. She won't have to worry about pack politics,"
I remember Daddy Jack telling her. "What does that mean?" I asked, looking up into his piercing blue eyes, thickly fringed with black lashes. He only laughed and shook his head.
"Don't you worry your pretty head about it, princess."
And that was all I could get out of him. I tried to get my mom to talk about it, but she was quiet too. "It doesn't concern you, Madison," she'd say primly. "You won't have to worry about it, any of it, and that's a good thing." But at night, I heard her talking to my father, and she had other things to say. It was one of those nights when I heard them wrestling around on their bed. The sounds used to scare me when I was little until my mom explained that she and my father were just having grown-up fun. I didn't know what that meant exactly, but I guessed that fun couldn't be a bad thing, right? So I stopped being scared, but I didn't stop listening. That night, I snuck out of my bed, both fascinated and frightened by the sounds, which were different from usual. This time it sounded like my mom was actually crying.
"What is it, Melissa? What's wrong, honey?"
I heard my father asking her.
"Was it the dream again?"
"Yes," my mother's voice hitched with a sob. "I don't know what it means, and I don't understand why Madison's mark hasn't appeared. You're an alpha and I'm an omega. How can she not have a wear mark?"
"Some kids are born without one. It's rare, but it happens. You know that," my father said, still trying to comfort her. "It's a good thing, actually. You and I both know from personal experience how twisted pack politics can be. Hell, we moved across the country to get away from the mess back at our home pack."
"I know," my mom sighed. "It just seems wrong, and the dream..."
"Forget the dream," my father said soothingly. "Madison is safe. And you know, if anything ever happened to us, Jack would step in. He's my blood brother in the pack, and he's sworn an oath to protect her."
"I know," my mom said, "and it does make me feel better. I just feel bad for him, losing his mate like that. It's so sad."
"He's doing okay," my father said.
"No, I don't think he is, Patrick. He puts up a good front, but I don't think he's ever going to find a female he'll want to mate again after losing Jessica."
"Well, then he can stay here with us," my father said. "He's better off away from pack politics, too. We all are. Now come on, baby."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?